Hey everyone, welcome back to Beyond the Label. I'm Ruby, and as always, I'm joined by the ever calm Eric. Today, we're diving into something that honestly doesn't get talked about enough, caring for the caregiver. Eric, you ready for this one?
Absolutely, Ruby. I think it's such an important topic. Caregiving can be incredibly rewarding, but let's be honest, it can also be exhausting, physically and emotionally. Sometimes it feels like you're running on empty, doesn't it?
Oh, totally. And I reckon a lot of people listening are nodding along right now. I mean, the emotional load alone, worrying about someone you love, making sure they're okay, and then still trying to keep your own life together. It's a lot. And then there's the physical side, lifting, helping out, running errands, all that jazz.
Exactly. And I think one thing that gets overlooked is self-compassion. It's so easy to be hard on yourself, to feel like you're not doing enough, or to beat yourself up for needing a break. But being kind to yourself is actually essential. It's not selfish. It's necessary.
Yeah, and it's funny because I used to think self-compassion was just like a buzzword. But watching my mum care for my gran while working full-time, she'd get so down on herself if she couldn't do everything perfectly. I remember one night she just sat on the kitchen floor eating ice cream straight from the tub and said, "I can't do it all, Rubes." And I was like, "Mum, no one can." Sometimes you just need to give yourself a break. Literally and figuratively.
That's such a powerful image, Ruby. And it's so true. Recognizing that you have limits doesn't make you a bad caregiver. If anything, it makes you a better one. Allowing yourself those moments, even if it's just 5 minutes with a cup of tea, can make a world of difference.
Yeah, and I think it's about dropping the guilt too. Like, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? I know that's a bit of a cliche, but it's spot on. If you don't look after yourself, you can't look after anyone else for long.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the basics: physical activity, nutrition, and sleep. I know it sounds like the stuff you hear everywhere, but for caregivers, it's even more crucial. When you're constantly on the go, it's easy to skip meals or just grab whatever's quick, but your body needs proper fuel.
Oh, for sure. And you don't have to go full-on marathon runner or anything. Even just a walk around the block or a bit of yoga in your living room, those little things add up. I mean, I tried yoga once and nearly fell over, but hey, it's the thought that counts, right?
I can relate. For me, swimming was my thing. There was a period when I was under a lot of stress, and just getting in the pool for 20 minutes, it was like hitting the reset button. I wasn't training for the Olympics or anything, but it gave me space to breathe, you know?
Yeah, and it's not just about exercise. Eating well makes a difference too. Like, I know it's tempting to just grab a bag of chips when you're knackered, but even just having some fruit or a sandwich with actual veggies can help. And water. I always forget to drink water. I think I run on caffeine half the time.
You're not alone there. And then there's sleep, which is probably the hardest one for caregivers. But even small changes, like having a bedtime routine or turning off screens a bit earlier, can help you get better rest. It's not about perfection. It's about doing what you can.
Yeah, and honestly, sometimes just lying down and closing your eyes for 10 minutes is a win. If you can't get a full night's sleep, take what you can get. Little routines, like a cup of herbal tea or reading a few pages of a book, can help signal to your brain that it's time to wind down.
And that leads us to something a lot of people struggle with: setting boundaries. It's tough to say no, especially when you care so much. But recognizing your limits and delegating tasks isn't a failure. It's actually a strength.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us feel guilty for asking for help or even just admitting we need it. But you can't do it all. And there are resources out there. Community groups, respite care, even just mates who'll listen. You don't have to go it alone.
Exactly. I read about Jane, a carer who was really struggling until she found a local respite care service. She was hesitant at first, felt like she was letting her family down. But after a few weeks, she realized it gave her the breathing room she desperately needed. And her family actually benefited too, because she came back recharged.
That's such a good point. Sometimes the best thing you can do for the person you're caring for is to take care of yourself. And connecting with others, whether it's a support group or just a friend who gets it, can make you feel less alone. Even just venting about your day can be a relief.